Trump wants to pull out of the Paris Accord, something which, you know, I always say, the kind of people who would negotiate the Paris Accord, these are the people who should get the medals. Because it just cannot be easy to get 190 countries or whatever it is, same with Kyoto, which you were very involved in the 90s, on the same page. This is tedious work that people should get a clap on the back for. Okay, he wants to pull out. We thought maybe when you went to Trump Tower and talked to Ivanka about it, she... What? Well, you did.
Yes, I did. And I talked to the then president-elect, and that conversation continued after he went into the White House. And I thought actually there was a chance he might come to his senses, but I was wrong. And then when he made his speech pulling out of Paris, I really was concerned that some other countries might use that as an excuse to pull out themselves. But the very next day, the entire rest of the world redoubled their commitment to the Paris Agreement.
It almost had a,
we'll show you, Mr. Trump.
Almost had a salutary effect, right?
Yeah, it did. You know, in politics, there's a law that comes out of physics that sometimes works. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And it happened here in this country. Jerry Brown in California, Andrew Cuomo in New York, other governors, mayors, business leaders stepped up to fill the gap and said, we're going to meet the commitments under the Paris Agreement, regardless of what Donald Trump does. Looks like the country is going to do that.
I'm all for states' rights.